Good afternoon, everyone. It is wonderful to be here with all of you. Particularly, again, want to welcome all the students here who are gathered for our first ever GO conference. What a wonderful way to start off the conference with Holy Mass, even more to celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So what I want everyone to do today is to take some time to think about images of Our Lady that you've seen in your life, of which you're familiar. Maybe some of the ancient icons of the Blessed Virgin Mary, statues such as the one that we have of Our Lady of Wisdom here in the church, famous paintings of Our Lady, or other sort of images of Our Lady of Lourdes or Our Lady of Fatima, or even trying to imagine a depiction of today's solemnity, Mary assumed into heaven. What do most of these images, images that we are all very familiar with as Catholics, have in common? Some will say, well, in all the images, Mary has a halo. In other images, Mary has her hands folded in prayer. When we think about it, there's one thing that almost all popular or well-known images of Our Lady have in common. Is the fact that in these images, she's never smiling. She never smiles. She has a very unpleasant resting face, if you will. She's always very serious, very contemplative, obviously very, very holy, because that's obviously, in the minds of many people, what holy people look like. Never really see an image of Our Lady smiling or joyful or laughing. So we should keep that in mind. Our experience of Our Lady as she is often depicted in works of art or in the popular imagination. Now let's think about what the saints have had to say, though. I'm only going to give you a few examples. We can get into a lot more examples of the role happiness, of the role joy and cheerfulness should play in our spiritual lives. Most of the saints say that it is decisive. Saint Teresa of Avila says, "From somber devotions and sour-faced saints, good Lord, deliver us." Deliver us from that. Saint Thomas Aquinas, besides saying that happiness or beatitude is the ultimate goal of our moral life, talks about playfulness as a virtue. And he says that if you're too serious, you become a burden to others and it becomes a sin. We can think of Mother Teresa, who focused so much on cheerfulness and the need to smile and be joyful. She said a person who has this gift of cheerfulness very often reaches a great height of perfection. So we know in the spiritual life, joy and cheerfulness, not that you have to walk around happy and bubbly all the time. That's not necessary. But joy is. It's a sign of communion with Christ. But our own experience too. Take some time to think of the people that you know are the holiest. Quite often you're going to realize the holiest people are often the most joyful. Think of the good and holy sisters. Nashville Dominicans that many of you know, cloistered Carmelites, you'd think that they'd be serious. But if you visited cloistered Carmelites, they are the most joyful people imaginable. And our own sisters right here, the Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows, think of Sister Fatima's big smile. The pearly whites. The joy of the sisters. Or also the priests that we know who tend to be the most joyful. I can think of two. One I've spoken about before, Monsignor Bob Gust, who passed away, and Father Harold Cohen, holy priest, but joyful and cheerful priest. And the other individuals, friends, family members, that even though they have their ups and downs, there is a certain cheerfulness that comes from knowing the Lord, the lay people who are so close to Christ. We recognize this, and there's something about these types of people that draw others to them, and more importantly, draw others to Christ. It's the power of attraction that Pope Francis has talked about over the course of the past year. So if this is true, if we can recognize these two things on this Feast of the Assumption, and that we know Our Lady was sinless and that she was the most holy, And why is it we do not see her depicted with the smile, more joyful in works of art? Why is it in our popular imagination that we have such a difficult time of seeing Mary as joyful? Because logic would tell us, the logic of the spiritual life, that Mary would have been the most cheerful person imaginable, next to Jesus. But yet it's so difficult for us. Look at today's gospel, the Magnificat, the Visitation. We read this and we chant this and we don't understand often that it should be said in a great spirit of joy. Our Lady is rejoicing at the great things that God has done for her. The joy of reaching out and seeing her cousin. This is an expression of her cheerfulness. And so often we see images of Our Lady giving birth to Jesus, arguably one of the top two most joyful experiences of her life. She's like this. Name me one mother who gets to hold her child for the first time that doesn't have a tremendous smile on her face. Her firstborn child, the joy that comes in the heart. And then what we're celebrating today, the Assumption of Our Lady in heaven. This is when Our Lady is resurrected. Her body is filled with the Spirit. It's supposed to be the most joyful, exuberant, ecstatic experience anyone has. But yet Our Lady looks like she's waiting in line to catch a taxi or something. Where's the joy? Where's the happiness? Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with depicting Our Lady in these ways. We obviously have a great sense of devotion. But the challenge is, when we can appreciate these great works of art and these statues, the challenge is for us today on the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady to reimagine Mary. To reimagine our Heavenly Mother as someone who smiled. Someone who was joyful and happy and cheerful. And it does a lot of good for us because I think it's going to help us to easier relate to Mary, to foster that devotion. Imagine Our Lady smiling upon you, happy to see you. The joy that Our Lady had. The fact that, too, if we can understand this and teach other people about the joy and the cheerfulness of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it's going to draw other people to her. So many people who struggle with devotion to Our Lady. Take a time for Mary to think about this. If Mary was really that joyful and cheerful, people wanted to be around her. The apostles delighted in being around her, of hearing her talk and seeing her smile and hearing her laugh. And then finally, particularly for those of us who sometimes can be grumpy, it can help us to be more cheerful, to ask her to share her joy. The missionaries of charity say that Mary is the cause of our joy. That means that she not only can make us joyful because we know who she is and the great glory is given to her, but she can share her joy with us. And in doing so, in the same way that we can go out, the theme of our conference this weekend, and through our joy and our cheerfulness, draw others to Jesus Christ. Amen.